This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of September 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to make you worshippers become worthy of worship. Only you children know the full story of changing from worshippers to being worthy of worship, and from being worthy of worship to worshippers. Question. What is it that people of the world think is impossible, but which you easily adopt in your lives? Answer. People of the world think that it is impossible to live in a household and yet remain pure, whereas you easily adopt it because you know you will receive the sovereignty of heaven through it. Therefore, this is a very inexpensive deal. Song. Who has come here in the early hours of the morning? Om Shanti. Darkness and dawn. It is completely different for the world. That is a common thing. The morning of you children is uncommon. No one in the world knows what darkness is or what the dawn is. In fact, darkness and dawn happen at the most auspicious confluence age of the cycle. The darkness of ignorance is now being removed. People sing. When the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. That sun gives light. This refers to the sun of knowledge. Devotion is said to be darkness, and this knowledge is said to be light. You children know that the dawn is now coming, and that the darkness of devotion is coming to an end. Devotion is said to be ignorance, because none of them has any knowledge of those they worship. That becomes a waste of time. Worshipping of dolls continues to take place. The worshipping of dolls has continued for half a cycle. There has to be full knowledge of the one you worship. The clan of deities is worthy of worship. They become worthy of worship and then worshippers. The story of becoming worshippers from being worthy of worship and then becoming worthy of worship from worshippers is long and complicated. People don't even understand the meaning of being worshippers and worthy of worship. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, only comes at the confluence age, when darkness comes to an end. He comes to bring the dawn. However, instead of the confluence age of the cycle, they have written that he comes in every age. When the four ages come to an end, the old world ends and the new world begins. Therefore, this is called the Benevolent Confluence Age. At this time, all are residents of hell. When a person dies, people say that he has gone to heaven. Therefore, he was surely in hell. However, no one believes that they are in hell. Ravan has completely locked everyone's intellect. Everyone's intellect is completely dead. The father explains, the people of Bharat had the most unlimited intellects. It is when their intellects completely turn to stone that they experience sorrow. According to the drama plan, everyone has to become senseless. It is Maya that makes you senseless. Those who are worthy of worship are said to be sensible, whereas worshippers are said to be senseless. They say, "I am a degraded sinner." However, they don't know when they were sensible. Maya, Ravan, turns your intellects completely to stone. You now understand that you were worthy of worship and that you have now become worshippers. You children now experience happiness. You have been crying out for many days for peace and to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. However, no one's intellect has the knowledge of how to become liberated from the chains of Maya. You know that you continue to come down the ladder. In the golden age, you come down slowly. It takes time. It takes time to come down the ladder of happiness. You descend the ladder of sorrow very quickly. In the golden and silver ages, you take 21 births. And in the copper and iron ages, you take 63 births. Your lifespans become shorter. You now know it becomes your stage of ascent in just a snap of your fingers. It is remembered that King Janak received liberation in life in just a second. However, people don't understand the meaning of liberation in life. Was it just one King Janak who received liberation in life, or was it the whole world? The locks on your intellects have now opened. When someone has a dull intellect, others say, "May God give that one a good intellect." There are no such things in the Golden Age. There is an account of even those souls who remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. When the Father is in the Supreme Abode, the souls who stayed with him at that time in the Land of Liberation and then come down here at the end spend a long time there. We only stay there for a short time. We are the ones who separated from the Father first. This is why it is sung. Souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. Those who have been separated from the Father for a long time now have a meeting with the Father. The Father doesn't meet those who stay with him there for a long time. The Father says, "I come especially to teach you children. When I am with you children, everyone benefits. It is now the time of settlement for everyone. You will all now settle your accounts, return home, and attain your fortune of the kingdom." These things are not in anyone's intellect. People sing, "O God, the Father, Liberator, Guide. He liberates us from sorrow and becomes our guide to take us to the land of peace." He doesn't become our guide to take us to the land of happiness. He takes souls to the land of peace. The place where souls reside is the incorporeal world. However, no one can return there yet because everyone is impure. This is why they call out to the Purifier Father. It is especially when the people of Bharat become completely upside down that they put the unlimited Father into cats and dogs, pebbles and stones. It is such a wonder. They have degraded me even more than themselves. This drama is predestined. It isn't anyone's fault, because everyone is controlled by the drama, not by God. The drama is even more powerful than God. The Father says, "I too will come at my time according to the drama. I only come once. People stumble so much on the path of devotion. You have now found the Father. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father with the snap of your fingers. Once you have received your inheritance, there is no longer any need to stumble. God Himself says, I come and tell you the essence of the Vedas and scriptures. There was the land of truth at first, but no one knows how it then became a land of falsehood. The people of Bharat don't even know who spoke the Gita. Bharat had the original eternal Dharma of deities. It is when those of the deity Dharma, who are Satopritan and worthy of worship, become Tamopritan worshippers, that the deity Dharma disappears. Later, the Father comes and once again establishes that same Dharma. There are the images of them as well as the scriptures. The people of Bharat have the one most elevated scripture, the Gita. They have all forgotten their own Dharma. That was why they changed the name and started to call themselves Hindus. This is fixed in the drama. Souls enter the cycle of rebirth and become Tamopritan as alloy becomes mixed into them. You know that you were ornaments of real gold and have now become false. A body is called an ornament. You play your parts through your bodies. We have received such long parts of 84 births. You become deities, warriors, etc., worthy of worship, and then worshippers. If I were to become worthy of worship and then a worshipper, who would make you worthy of worship? I am ever pure, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. You become worthy of worship and then worshippers, and go into the day and then the night. However, those people don't know this. The Father explains, the world continues to become false, and so they make up false stories. Even Vyas performed wonders. Vyas is not God. God came and explained the essence of the Vedas and scriptures through Brahma. They have then portrayed Brahma with the scriptures. So where was God? It isn't that Brahma emerged from the navel of Vishnu, or that Vishnu gave the essence of the scriptures. No, God explained through Brahma. Above the Trimurti is Shiv Baba. He speaks the essence through Brahma. The one through whom he speaks will then carry out the sustenance. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. The Brahmin clan is the highest of all. You are now godly children. You are looking after the sacrificial fire created by God. The whole of the old world is to be sacrificed into the sacrificial fire of knowledge. It is called the sacrificial fire of the imperishable knowledge of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. The Father has created the sacrificial fire to enable you to claim the kingdom. When people create sacrificial fires, they make images of Shiva and saligrams out of mud. They make them, sustain them, and then destroy them. They do the same to the images of the deities. They do this like small children play with dolls. It is said of the Father that he carries out establishment, sustenance, and then destruction. However, first is the establishment. You are now studying in the land of death for the land of immortality. This is your last birth in the land of death. The Father comes to establish the land of immortality. What would happen by only one Parvati being told the story? They call Shankar the Lord of Immortality, and they show Parvati with him. Since Shankar and Parvati have been shown in the subtle region, how could they exist in corporeal forms? It is now explained to you that Jagadamba and Jagapita become Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan then become Jagadamba and Jagapita after 84 births. In fact, Jagadamba is an effort maker, and Lakshmi is the pure reward. Whose praise is greater? Look how many gatherings take place for Jagadamba. Kali of Calcutta is also very well known. Why have they not created Kalapita, a father, a male figure, with Kalimata, Mother Kali of Calcutta? In fact, Jagadamba, Adidev, sits on the pyre of this knowledge and becomes beautiful from ugly. She first becomes the goddess of knowledge, and then becomes the princess. You have come here to take this knowledge from God and become princes and princesses. Who gave Lakshmi and Narayan their kingdom? God. Only the Father tells you the story of immortality and the story of the true Narayan, and you then become like Narayan from an ordinary human in a second. The intellects of you children have now opened, and you understand that lust is the greatest enemy. They say it is impossible to live in a household and remain pure. It is explained that the Father is the creator of heaven. Therefore, he would definitely give his children the sovereignty of heaven. So, in order to claim the sovereignty of heaven, you definitely need to remain pure for this one birth. This is an inexpensive deal. Businessmen would be able to take this up very well, because they also make donations. They put money aside for charity. The Father says, hardly anyone makes this bargain. It is such an easy business. However, there are some who make a bargain and then divorce the Father. No one apart from the Father can explain this knowledge. Only the One is the ocean of knowledge, and He alone explains to you. The One who was pure and worthy of worship became a worshipper. At the end of His 84 births, I then entered His body. Prajapita has to exist here. You are now making effort and becoming angels. After the night of the path of devotion, there is now this knowledge, that is the day. There is no time or date fixed for this. No one knows when Shiv Baba comes. People celebrate the birthday of Krishna with a lot of splendor. No one knows the exact birthday of Shiva. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Listen to the story of the true Narayan and the story of immortality from the One Father at this benevolent age. forget everything else you have heard. 2. In order to claim your golden age sovereignty, remain pure for this one birth. Make effort to become an angel. Blessing. May you be totally faithful and do godly service with your every thought, moment, word and action. Someone who looks after everything very carefully is said to be totally faithful. He doesn't allow anything to go to waste. From the moment you take birth, your every thought, moment and action have to be for godly service. If your thoughts or time are being used for anything other than godly service, if there are wasteful words spoken, or if there are wasteful actions being performed with your body, you would not be said to be totally faithful. Let it not be that you said, "It was just 1 second or 1 penny wasted, so what's the big deal?" No, totally faithful means to use everything in a worthwhile way. Slogan: success is merged in understanding Srimat accurately and following it at every step. Aviat signal: now reveal your bestower form. Never have the desire to receive praise in return of the charity you perform. To accept this limited praise is to deprive yourself of permanent attainment. Therefore, be as constantly full as an ocean in terms of giving. Let your every word enable others to experience a spiritual, blissful life of happiness, the Father's love, and supersensuous joy. Let your every action constantly be such that it enables all souls to receive cooperation. Om Shanti. Invaluable versions of Mateshwari. Raj Rishis are golden aged. People say that Raj Rishis existed in the Copper Age, and that they sat and created the scriptures because they were Trikaldashi. In fact, we can now say that Raj Rishis existed in the Golden Age because there they had completely conquered the vices. That is, they had a lotus-like life and they ran the kingdom with the stage of liberation in life. The rishis who have done tapasya from the Copper Age to attain God created the Vedas and scriptures at that time. In the Golden Age, there is no need for the Vedas and scriptures, nor can we say that they are Trikaldashi. Since we cannot call Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar Trikaldashi, how can the rishis and munis of the Rajguni period of the Copper Age be Trikaldashi? Trikaldashi means that only the one god Shiva is called Trimurti and Trinetri. He comes here himself at the end of the cycle and puts an end to the whole of creation. In the Golden Age, we will experience the reward. There, we do not know that we Brahmins of the clan of Brahma become Master Trinetri and Trikaldashi. Throughout the whole cycle, no one can receive this knowledge. Neither deities nor human beings can be called Trikaldashi. Acha.